Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 13th of May, Departing from the Tree of Life. In relation to the accomplishment of their covenant purpose, the Father was the source and great architect of the creation. The Son, revealing and proceeding from the Father, was the creator of the heavens and the earth. Creation was brought to pass in time and space through the agency of the Holy Spirit. When Adam was created, he was established by God as the ruler and administrator over the creation. Detailing this mandate, God said, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Adam was to live and to minister, following as his example the obedience of Christ, his King. From the Garden of Eden, Adam ministered in this manner by faith obedience as he received the word of the Father from Christ by the Holy Spirit at the Tree of Life each evening. In this regard, the Tree of Life in the Garden of Eden was the fellowship of the Word of Kingship. Adam exchanged this mandate and fellowship for a lie when he heeded the voice of his wife, who had been deceived through the sorcery of Satan. He disobeyed God and ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The Lord, in mercy, provided an atonement for Adam and his wife, which they then needed to choose. Adam and Eve did choose the atonement that God provided for them. The lamb that was slain for this purpose symbolized their participation in the process of overcoming sin. This involved making offering every day at the gate of Eden and embracing the difficulties that they experienced in the context of their work as a participation in his offering. The reference used in today's devotions is Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. For further study, Genesis chapter 3.